Welcome to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with comedian Tom Holmes.
Ahoy.
Fantasy football expert Ash Kernsworth.
Hello, everybody.
And me, Craig Hazel. We are back after game week 29, looking ahead to game week 30. I got my weeks right for a start.
Well done, mate. Well,
thank you very much after last week. As always, we're going to have a run through of the results, who scored, who didn't, what we got right, and as you always tell us, what we got wrong. Obviously, in section two, we got all our social media stuff, and in part three, we look ahead to game week 30 fixtures and the latest instalment of the Gaffer Tapes quiz in Tom versus Ash. But we'll start right off the bat, diving straight into results. I got everything right.
Head first, mate, into Burnley and Everton.
It was professional. It was slick. I got it.
Nice. This is what everyone's been waiting for as well. The real in-depth analysis.
Yeah.
Burnley, Everton. And then later, the real big one.
Yeah.
Whoever Watford were playing.
Yeah. That's it. And that's the level of detail that we always go into. So for any new listeners of the pod who are coming and thinking, do you know what? It's March. I'm going to start listening to the UK's number one fantasy football podcast. Welcome. We do give you some football opinions. They're not always right, but we do. We try and have a good time doing it, and that's pretty much that. Would go under our badge if we had one.
And
we do talk about our badge later on. A lot of you tweeted about it, but we'll go with the football for now. But Burnley Everton, as Ash said, it was 2-1. Burnley getting their form slightly back on track at Turf Moor. Schenk Tosin, I never know how to pronounce it, the Everton player who I tipped to do well, hasn't done well, but did get a goal.
Got his first goal, didn't he?
Did get his first goal.
Ooh, I think the big story in that one was that the assist was Coleman.
Yeah,
yes,
who
he's
I think
back,
was just
he?
Back, wasn't he?
Really happy to see that guy back, and wish him all the very best in the future.
Yeah, and I hope he doesn't come up against Neil Taylor. That was a horrible challenge, that one. Did you see it?
It seems like ages ago now, doesn't it?
Not for Seamus.
Not for him.
Seamus just has to look at his three knees every day.
Was that like some point during the previous season?
Yeah, it was last season.
Must have been, yeah.
Was it the internationals at the beginning of this season, or was it end of last? It must have been end of last, yeah.
Yeah, it was before the season started, wasn't it?
Because it was the Ireland Wales game. It was pretty horrendous. But
certainly been a cracking FPL pick previous to that.
Well, he's definitely one of the best attacking fullbacks in the league, isn't he?
He got 180 points 1 year.
Did he?
How mental is that for a defender?
For Everton.
For Everton
as well. I was always surprised.
Shit form now, aren't they?
I think had Antonio Valencia not turned into what ended up being a very solid fullback for Man United, I think Seamus Coleman made sense. He was a Man U player in waiting for years.
Oh, that's a good shout, yeah.
But then all of a sudden, Valencia became a high-flying winger at Wigan to a fullback, and everyone kind of thought, "Oh, makeshift." Because remember, it was around a time where the twins, Fabio and Raphael, were the next big things.
God,
and they were pretty poor. Twins, Valencia filled in at right back and kept dropping deeper. And everyone thought, this is makeshift. Then actually, he's very good there. But I think Coleman would have ended up there. But anyway, he is back with an assist. Ashley Barnes with another goal as well.
Barnes with back-to-back goals, I could elaborate on your point. Yes.
You did. You bloody did. Ashley Barnes and Chris Wood, the New Zealand striker from Leeds.
He was, for me, the talk of the town back in the day.
Yeah.
Couple of goals, three in his first four game weeks or something?
Yeah, because they signed him from Leeds. He's like, because he is he's a big, big guy. And they've already got Sam Vokes. He's from New Zealand, in fact.
Northern New Zealand, probably.
If that's small island.
I was just looking at Coleman's stats.
Yeah.
In week 24... 69 people transferred him out.
Yeah.
They've had him since the start of the game.
And just decided then.
That
was a big week for...
I'll give it 25 weeks, and if he still hasn't played, then that's
he's
it.
He's
definitely out.
Imagine his self-esteem. At least things can't get...
Prices drops.
Maybe they thought don't kick him when he's down, which is, if Neil Taylor had thought that, maybe he'd have had two legs still, but he didn't. he didn't. Thanks, mate. Leicester drew 1-1 with Bournemouth. Josh King getting a goal, and that little scumbag Riyad Mahrez.
So late, man. I've got Bournemouth defender.
Oh, yeah.
I was counting my chickens.
Chickens? Yeah.
Hatched. Yeah. It was a really
I know we don't always get football right, but we can at least get like proverbs.
Get proverbs right. I was counting me chickens.
Counting my chickens before the death nail.
And then the next thing I know, I'm thinking, oh, that's 95. That's 95 points. 95 minutes. You know, and then bang, it's he gets. I mean, fucking cracking free kick.
Really cool, wasn't it? Yeah,
really, really good. Well, and like you said, Mahrez is going to keep going from strength to strength, even though we were like, City ain't going to pick him up now. He's fucked. He's going to have to stay there and start playing.
But as you pointed out, City not signing him means he's going to turn up for 10 weeks because
he
has to.
Seems to work. But fucked me off.
And Josh King obviously classified as a striker this year after being in midfield last year. And a really, really good player, but he's kind of juggled those minutes with when Callum Wilson hit form. But back-to-back 90 minutes for him. He is their penalty taker normally, unless Stanislas has taken it off him now.
Oh, what, Josh King is?
Yeah.
Is he? Him being a striker this year hasn't done him any favours.
Not at all. 16 goals last season and only 4 this season so far. And I know he has had injuries, but he has played enough games to score more than that. He didn't get a goal in his first 6 appearances, which had 90 minutes. So it was nothing there. And also, obviously, as we're going to talk about, you do need to think about Bournemouth players, though, because they've got the blank game week in game 31.
Correct.
Bournemouth isn't a bad shout. They're 2 game weeks now ahead of them. Is Spurs at home, which is obviously the tricky one, but then West Brom at home. So 2 home games, even though one's against Spurs. Is it worth looking at a Stanislas or a King?
What are you thinking, Ash?
Well, definitely for there. I've decided I'm going to use my chip on that.
Yeah, he's chipping.
Which tip? On the blank week.
He's the free hit chipmunk. We talked about that.
The free hit chipmunk.
Yeah, so then you can just get all your double game week in players now because they all play for the better teams. But definitely over that game week 31, you want some Bournemouth players in.
Yeah.
Stanislas looked quite good, didn't he?
King Stannis. Oh, Game of Thrones.
Oh, nice.
So there's King, there's Stanislas Baratheon.
I've got Stephen Cook myself, if you don't mind me saying.
Nice.
Cookie at the back.
Well, I was about to say, or Nathan Ake is their top scoring defender at 5-0. Yeah. And he plays every minute of every single game. So.
Daniels, you can't go usually go wrong with...
Well, he gets points going forward, that's it. And they're not going to keep a clean sheet against Spurs, they're just not.
No.
But, you know, West Brom they might. But
Cook was nearly in with the bonus points this week as well.
Was he? God damn those bonus points.
God damn them.
A game we won't probably talk too much about, Southampton Stoke. Bonus points for Jack Butland. Jack Butland's on a bit of a tear.
Butland!
Yeah, the adventures in Butland, of course.
Jack's adventures in Butland. 6 saves, 3 bonus.
There you go. That's Tommy with the stats.
You can't worry. It was a 0-0.
Was it the last game on Match of the Day? I can't even remember seeing
probably,
it.
Probably, mate. It's one of those where Gary Lineker probably just sort of talks enough to let you go to bed. And then
finally,
put it on at the end.
This one.
I love that bit. Every week on Twitter, Lineker announces
the running order.
And every week, someone just goes, fucking fucked our shit cow bag. And they're like, what's he supposed to do? He's the presenter of the show.
I know. Tell me. Oh, don't get me started about bloody internet trolls, mate. I've had enough of them.
You're not.
Really have.
Spurs beat Huddersfield 2-0. And it's that man's son with 2 goals, assists for Ali and Kane. So. Just saving the Kane captainers, really, with the assist.
Son of a bitch.
But a lot
you
of people
captained him, didn't you, Ash?
I did.
There wasn't much difference in it in the end in the Kane versus.
You did your little special.
I wildcarded.
You wildcarded. That's incredible.
That's the wildcard alarm, which it does sound racist to Native Americans, but it honestly isn't.
It's not. It means free spirit. So.
Congrats. What did give us a summary of your wildcard, Ash? What did you do, roughly?
Well, I just had so many injuries. I went, brought the Liverpool keeper in.
Oh, yeah.
The biggest changes were just my defence. I went Davis, Tottenham, Stevens, Southampton, Mustafi, Arsenal, which was a bit of a mistake. And stuck with Lascelles.
Yeah.
Lascelles,
good player.
Lascelles, as we say.
And Fernandes from Swansea.
Mm-hmm.
And then stuck with the usual people.
And then usual. So you only made a sort of handful of changes, really?
Well, actually, I suppose the biggest change was I got Ramsey and Alice stuck with Sterling, which is a bit of a shame.
Did you keep one eye on blank game week 31 or not because you're going to be using your little...
No, I specifically brought people that weren't playing game week 31.
See, if you've got the wild card, that's a great luxury to have.
Tits.
Yeah, so I brought all people who were playing double game week.
Mm. All people equal.
As much as possible.
Bringing them in already.
Yeah.
Yeah, if I had my wild card, I'd definitely do that.
Yeah.
Because that's a great tactic. You're going to have a full team out for that week and have all your double game weekers in. That's you're looking. That's top 10 material, that, mate. Because
I've still got my wild card.
Okay, yeah, it's all right.
Get this guy.
But Ash is hovering outside, you know, outside the top 10, isn't he, at the moment? He's on the bubble, as they say in poker.
Back doors,
isn't he? He's just perving through the windows at the moment.
Yeah, quivering.
And if they've used all their chips, and bloody FPL Chipmunk here hasn't.
FPL Chipmunk.
That Chipmunk's going to sneak right through that window.
Scurrying up.
Yeah, exactly. Wrapped up a drain pipe. Yes, Ash.
Rescue Ranger.
So we skipped over it, thankfully, but I might as well bring it back. You know when you don't see the football scores and then you watch Match of the Day?
Haven't done that in years, but yeah.
Oh, I did it.
Did you? Were you really excited?
Turned on Match of the Day, and the first thing, you know, it shows you like, coming up this week, first thing was West Ham. And I was like, oh, well, fuck this.
This can't be good.
Beaten 4-1 or something, didn't we? Oh, God.
If we're on first and it's against Swansea, it's definitely not going to be good.
Yeah. Me and my dad didn't think,
oh, we might have won.
Oh, yeah. No, definitely not.
Me and my dad used to avoid the scores. This was before, like, betting existed. Before FPL and when I had a relationship with my father.
Well, I think...
I used to do that.
Betting always existed, Craig. I think betting...
Yeah, but not online betting. I mean, before online betting. We used to just avoid the scores deliberately, just like radio off, turn the radio off. That's a Alanis Morissette song, isn't it? Don't know.
Radio off and dance with my father.
Is that one?
No. You turn the radio on, you turn the radio off, that one.
No.
Singing my song. No?
No, I was into E17 and ghetto shit.
But either way, watching Match of the Day when you don't know the scores is one of life's great pleasures that a younger generation, millennials, won't know.
I used to do that when I was younger. Yeah, I used to have to record it, and then because my mum was like, "You're staying up, you can't stay up too late." So I used to record it, and then just get up at like 4 o'clock in the morning and go downstairs and watch it. Yeah.
And you're the idiot because they repeat it at 7:30 on BBC One. Always have done.
Probably.
That was silly for you. Waste of a VHS, if anything.
Yeah, if anything.
Hope you didn't tape over Attenborough.
Probably not.
So I was surprised to see that we won 4-0, and then that was that.
That was it. So, next up, Swansea did absolutely batter West Ham. 4-1. Andy King getting his first goal. Van der Horn. It was a who's who of who you haven't picked. Andy King, Mike Van der Horn, Ki Sung Yung. But then Jordan Ayew getting a goal. And last year's big hit, Mikel Antonio.
Ayew was the guy.
Are you?
Definitely. We both, me and you, said it last week. Tom was ready to give up on him, and stupidly, we said don't.
Well, do you know what? And then I saw that he was playing West Ham. I thought I'd give him one more week. Yeah, absolutely true.
And as soon as Mikel Antonio got back fit, I actually brought him into my draft.
Nice.
And he scored. He's got two goals and an assist in his last three games.
Yeah, decent.
And those two goals have come. That's it. He only played 45 minutes against Swansea and 32 minutes against Liverpool and got a goal in each. So now that surely he starts now.
Antonio, you're looking at three consecutive 6-point weeks, if you don't mind me saying.
Nice. 7.4 still seems expensive, though, doesn't it?
It is expensive.
I was expecting him to be a lot cheaper.
And also now we can talk about all these players till the cows come home. But if they're not playing in that game week, then not everyone has the luxury of a wild card, then you're not going to put them in now, are you? So
No.
If they're not from Bournemouth, West Brom, Huddersfield, Palace, Stoke, Everton, Liverpool or Watford, then who bloody cares?
Yes.
Who cares?
So he's only 0.2% pick, though. It does make me think, that could be a nice little differential, couldn't it?
Mm. And also, ex-West Ham player, ex-Swansea to ex-West Ham back to Swansea, Andre Ayew getting two assists, the Ayew brothers doing business. And I look forward to their cop
show. I wonder if people say to him, "Are you brothers?" They go, "Yeah, of course we are. Look at us. Look similar."
That'll be the name of the show.
No, are you brothers? Yes, we are. I'm telling you, we are. Do you want to see my first thing? Are you brothers? Yes, we fucking are. Because it goes on for ages, that.
I like it when teams have brothers and stuff like that.
I love it. I love it when players have brothers.
Who are your favourite brothers? I have to say, the Brothers Grimm.
Who are your favourite brothers?
I like it. You know,
when players have brothers, it means they're not lonely.
Yeah, you know,
can I just ask, who are your favourite brothers?
Who are the others? Torre?
I'd have to say the Cray brothers.
The Torre brothers.
But they were together and then they left and then they got rejoined, didn't they? For a little while.
They got you mean Siamese twins?
Who are
they
you
were connected,
about?
They were separated, they decided
the
to go.
Colo and Yaya at Barcelona.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they went back to Man City together. But they started together.
They did.
I like it when that kind of stuff
Colo
happens.
Went to Celtic. Yeah. This is such a big revelation for me that you suddenly have an affection for sibling footballers.
I know.
It's all very
weird.
It's
quite cool.
For someone who doesn't have any siblings.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? I've got five.
Yeah, they all came to your wedding, Tom.
Yeah. Are you married?
I can't think of any others now. Who have we got? We've got the Nevilles, the Torres.
The other two fake Man United
ones.
The De Boers. The Raphael and Fabio.
Yeah, the sexy ones you just mentioned.
There were two for Hearts, the McGowans, but I don't think anyone cares about that. Ryan and Dylan McGowan.
But I like it when they specifically, when you have two brothers that start together,
it's great.
They go quite specific.
I think there's been one case of it.
Two.
It has.
When you search that on Pornhub, is there only one return? Is it one of them
as well?
Yeah.
Or real twins.
Yeah.
Neville brothers.
That is the thing.
I guess it puts like a new meaning to a Google whack, doesn't it?
Tom won't know what a Google. Do you know what a Google whack is?
Not if it's nothing to do with wanking. That's where my mum's going.
It's when you search something on Google and it only comes up with one return.
I've Googled something before and it comes up with absolutely nothing.
That's not a Google whack.
No, what's that?
Failure.
That's a spelling error. Dave Gorman wrote a book called The Google Whack Adventure, where he ran around the world looking for Google whacks and visiting them.
Really?
Yeah.
He's got to get out more, isn't he?
He literally did get out. That's what he was doing when he was doing it. Anyway.
Ash is literally crying about something. Yeah. Can I say we're doing a lot better because we came across this at about 14 minutes in, whereas last week we were talking about Duke Nukem raping people after 4 minutes. Yeah.
I mean, so, I know that now...
This is still football related.
It is. Yeah, it's about weird brothers and Google wanking. I'm going to get Ash a calendar of just footballing siblings.
Oh, I thought you were going to say just sexy male twins.
No, just loads of footballing siblings. And December will be the Siamese twins and it'll be like, oh, it's the Holy Grail.
It's the Holy Grail because they can't be separated.
No, and they play in goal. Why wouldn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you could do that.
Write that down. Disney film. We'll get that. Right. Watford beat West Brom. Troy Deeney scoring a goal. It was a good goal as well. You just would never want to pick him, would you? But
three goals in four for him, and Watford are playing in blank game week 31. I'm gonna refer to him now as the silent sausage, if you don't mind me saying. Because I think he's silently creeping up with points, and I think I might just ninja him in.
And what's he doing? What's he doing in game week 3? He's playing. He's bloody playing. So, yeah.
That's what I mean, yeah.
Oh, you're off your tits. They've got Arsenal, then Liverpool.
Yeah, they've got one easy game, one hard game. They've got the real North London derby against Arsenal. Yeah. And then they've got, Liverpool. They've got, yeah.
Yeah, maybe not. Maybe I won't stick them in, but I like the idea, to be honest, they are so bad,
Watford.
They weren't at the beginning of the season, but then their midfielders stopped scoring.
I've still got Doucouré. Not good.
Yeah, I know. But that's because the blank, you might as well keep him now.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah.
So it's one of them. But you know what? We said it before. We'll quickly say Liverpool beat Newcastle, predictably 2-0. Mo Salah goal. Sadio Mane goal.
Always captain Salah. I think we should just change his first name to always captain.
Salah. I did.
Just like Robertson's new first name is...
What's his goddamn
tits is.
But then Liverpool obviously are the biggest team playing in the blank game week of game week 31. So I presume everyone will have three Liverpool players for that anyway.
Well, but you can only do that if you're going to captain Salah. If you're going to keep them for their double game week or if you've got your wild card.
Of course. But this is what I was going to say. Liverpool play Man U away on the early kickoff this weekend. And a lot of people are going to bottle captaining Salah, aren't they?
I think I probably will bottle it.
But why?
I don't know because we're going to get to it, but you know they conceded two against Palace.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And as I always say, big players in big games, mate. And none of those
fixture proof.
But Tottenham are playing Bournemouth.
Tottenham
are playing Bournemouth. Haven't got a good a defence as Man United.
Yeah, and I guess if you're me and you're further down the league, then Salah weirdly becomes the differential captain pick, doesn't he? If you're
but then are you just saying that to just get in my mind and but try and make me like, do it and then you Captain Kane this week you gain ground on
yeah,
me?
Yeah, out of
but
my Salah mind into my car.
But Salah isn't a differential pick if you're going to go like that because like 50% of people have him as captain. Like if you're going to go differential, go Walcott and just don't get any points.
Always Captain Walcott.
Yeah. Always Captain Walcott. No, yeah, I just need to claw back bits, Ash. I just need to claw it back like a chipmunk at a window.
Very much like a chipmunk.
But who do you think is going to get more points? Do you think it'll be Salah or Kane?
I think Salah. I think Salah's going to score.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to captain Kane because I don't trust it. I was going to mention it earlier, but Kane's last five game weeks, right, he's got 5, 6, 6, 4, and 2. That's not great.
I think Liverpool...
It's not bad.
I think 5, 6, 6, 4, 2,
yeah, but for 12.9 mil.
Oh, that's true.
I think Liverpool are going to batter Man United.
Murray will get more. But yeah, you think Liverpool are going to batter them?
Yeah,
sorry.
I think they're going to put... Really? When I say batter, it might be a convincing 2-0. But like, they're going to do them, I think. Mm. And big players play in big games. And talking of big players playing in big games, Glenn Murray is a big player.
Well, there we go. Absolutely. Can I say that you bloody called it? Craig said, I fancy Brighton to win and Murray to score.
Yeah.
What happened? And do you know what? I'm not even angry. I'm not even angry. I've made my peace with it. I've made my peace. At the end of the day, we're going to finish sixth. We won't be getting fifth, and I don't think we'll get caught for sixth. I don't think we'll finish seventh. We're going to finish sixth. So, you know, let's go out in a big ball of shit. And so that Wenger does fucking leave. It's got to finish, man. Wenger out. Simple as that, fam. just fucking sick of it. So fair play to him.
Well, do you know what? Dunk scored after all that. Last week you were like, still got that fucking bastard in my team.
Yeah, I know. And do you know what? I was really happy because Kiko Femenia at the back for Watford didn't get a single minute. So I'm thinking whatever Dunk does, he's coming off my bench.
Yeah.
Bang. But Dunk or Dunk.
Slam Dunk.
Slam Dunk.
Yeah.
Your mum.
Goal for Dunk. Yeah. Goal
Eight
for Dunk.
8 points, mate. 8 points. Saved my game week, really.
Yeah, so Dunk stuff. Scores.
Aubameyang missed a penalty, didn't he?
He
did.
Missed and then a tenner scored. And then scored.
That is brutal.
That is a toughie, isn't it?
And when he scored, really weird thing, when he scored, sort of about 50,000 people just stood up and just started singing my song. I did. It was really weird. Did you hear it?
Yeah. Oh, no one heard it. I must have had it on mute or something. But he's got me wondering what he did. Do you know what? How bonus points, we say it's a performance-based thing. Looking at the bonus points and how they went and how they got dished out, how Izquierdo didn't get bonus points is beyond me.
Did Aubameyang get all three bonus points?
Aubameyang got more than Glenn Murray. Glenn Murray was honestly, for a 34-year-old, on 93 minutes, was holding up the ball and taking the piss out of Arsenal defenders. And that Izquierdo is unbelievable. Such a good player. But again, we talked at length last week about how Glenn Murray should be playing for England at least in the next call-up, and he's now on 12 league goals for the season. So
incredible, and you called it, and he was fantastic.
Absolutely should be.
And Dunk, obviously, is now on -3 goals for the season, 4 own goals, one in the right net. He's clawing his way back,
he is.
The lad.
Good on him. Man City beat Chelsea. It's actually a game I didn't get to see, this one, so I didn't actually watch the full game.
I
Man
actually
City,
listened to a little bit of this, like it was 1998.
Was it? We had tellies in 1998.
Yeah, but I didn't.
That was
no,
Tom,
I didn't have Sky.
Tom was homeless.
I used to sit on my bed. Yeah, I used to sit on my bed underneath the stars.
He only used to get to watch telly at Dixon's, and then that went bust.
It did.
So then he was fucked.
Is there any player who's better value at the moment if he's playing regularly, which he has been for two games? David Silva,
right?
At 7.9 million.
Mm-hmm. Under 8 is crazy, isn't it?
He's on, incredible form. Well, he was he rose, didn't he? I think he was more than that, and then he went out for a while.
6 at one point.
He was 8.6, and now he's 7.9.
Yeah.
What was that then? He was only injured for 2 or 3 games at a time. Thing is,
injury
during that injury run, his run was like he didn't score more than 3 points for about 10 weeks.
Yeah.
No, it's got 8 and 9. He was my special boy.
My hero. Ash would have had a poster of him on the wall if he had a brother.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny you say that because he does in a way because he's got the other silver.
His namesake, Bernardo.
Do you like that? How do you feel about
very good.
Players that play for the same team? They actually got the assist and the goal together. They got a similar, they got the same surname. How do you feel about that?
It's quite
not technically related. It's all right, isn't it? It's not bad.
But they gave Man City a silver lining against Chelsea as they won 1-0. And people said Chelsea were apps. So I'm laughing at Tom's face. Tom gave that away. His doesn't work.
doesn't work. They don't always work. Don't laugh at all of them.
Chelsea apparently got the same kind of treatment that Arsenal have got off Gary Neville recently. Like, they were apparently awful. Like, Conte brought on a striker at 80 and at 90 minutes.
I heard that. And they were getting pelters for sitting back and defending.
Yeah.
And then lost 1-0 to Man City.
Away from home as well, Ash. Like,
everyone else has been done
5-0. I've not watched it. This is why I'm kind of reserving judgment a little bit. But they lost 1-0 away from home to what will go down as one of the best Premier League sides of our lifetimes, probably.
Yeah.
So, they...
Whereas Arsenal got beat 3-0 twice in 4 days.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's different. So even if Chelsea were played off the park, it's that thing that it's that entitlement of the fans of how you go and play. We should go to City and we should attack them. If you go to City and attack them, you will lose.
I don't even think it's the Chelsea fans. It's the pundits, isn't it? Being like, I had loads of them say, oh, well, they were the winners of their title last year. They should be there to defend their title. The title has gone fucking, how long ago was that?
Yeah.
Settled. I get a grip.
There's no pride in defeat at that level. There's nothing noble about going there, playing expansive football and getting done 3-0.
Yeah, and the people always say that, oh, like they should, it's better to go out 5-0 than lose 1-0. Well, not really, because you get fired if you lose 5-0 every week.
And also, the tactic was presumably to hold, to try and keep them as level as long as possible, and then in the last 10, 12 minutes, have a go at them, which is exactly what you would do away at Barcelona. So what's the difference? Yeah. No one would criticise Chelsea. In fact, Chelsea won a Champions League playing like that away in Europe. They frustrated teams.
If they were doing it at home to Bournemouth,
of course.
But they don't. It's
even, even at home to City, if they were in a title race, you'd go, all right, that maybe they should have been a bit more adventurous. But there's no shame at all. Being a Hearts fan in Scotland, all the time, all you ever get is Rangers and Celtic fans. You go to Celtic and you put 10 men behind the ball and try and get a draw or a late goal. And they criticise you going, as if you're cheating. How are we supposed to play against that? And it's like, well, we don't owe you the way of playing football. Like, I felt I was the same with you. I thought it was a bit unnecessary, the criticism. But I didn't see the 90 minutes, so who knows. And then last night, I came out of retirement to play six aside.
Did you?
I did, mate. My legs are in bits. They're an absolute bit. Honestly, both legs look like Seamus Coleman's. And as Man United turned around a two-goal deficit to beat Palace 3-2. I was hoping one of the goals would have been Milivojevic, but it fucking wasn't.
Yeah, he was my last player to play.
And then Van Aanholt, Townsend, Matic, Smalling, Lukaku goals. And there
Matic goal coming in ridiculous injury time, like it was 1999. I mean, that was some old.
He's got it. He's got it in his locker as well, Matic, hasn't he? That was the difference between.
Nice goal. I mean, on the half volley.
Yeah, he's got that where other holding midfielders maybe don't. And but you tweeted about Chris Smalling as well, didn't you, mate? You gave him some shit.
Oh fucking hell! So Smalling makes a big mistake for the second Palace goal, and I tweeted absolute classic. I did it the season. Do you remember the season where Smalling scored an own goal on the last day of the season?
Oh yeah,
a couple of years ago, and I actually won my work mini league, beating one Jack Saunders of the Saunders dynasty. Beat him on the last day of the season because of the Smalling own goal, because he had Smalling, and I did the same tweet then. I did that little picture of Brent telling Finchie to fuck off, going, and the caption being, Chris, why don't you just fuck off, like that, and then did it, and fantastic. But by the time I tweeted it and I found the picture, Smalling had scored at the other fucking end. And everyone going, backfired, didn't it? Fucking annoying. But always a classic, though. Anytime Chris Smalling does anything stupid, I do that tweet.
Or any Chris, works with any Chris.
Any Chris, could be any Chris.
Could be Chris Evans, Chris Biggins.
Ever gets done any of the Chris's. Nonsense, not that he will. But you know, do that.
No, he said he won't. He's very clear.
He said he won't. No, definitely not.
So, but if he does, we've got a picture ready.
We've got a tweet ready, mate.
Is that like like BuzzFeed has to do? You know, like if a member of the royal family dies,
they have a montage.
That's
ready.
It. They have it.
They
ready.
Have to get loads of paedophile jokes ready.
I've got loads of jokes. If Rita Ora ever gets caught giving a blowjob or like sex video, I know exactly.
I think we know where that's going.
Yeah, exactly. So that's going to be straight there.
It's like the brilliant Peep Show bit where he goes, well, once the 3-0 Walcott money comes flooding in. Yeah. We agreed not to talk about that, Jeremy, didn't we? When he thinks he's going to make money when Theo Walcott turns 30, it's good. Well, we'll quickly run on to the top 10 and have a look. And we had the luxury of our league leader dropping us a little tweet.
He did. He tweeted us. Feels slightly bad now that top of the league Joe Stone has one of those FPL accounts, FPL Stone, after we slagged them all off last week. Like, oh, why don't you just call it FPL Sandwich?
Yeah, but his surname's Stone.
His surname's Stone, so we'd let him off. Things. But he actually tweeted us, Stone. I believe, on the Saturday. He said 62 points with 2 to play on top of the Gaffer Tapes League.
So he's allowed an FPL account like that, and he showed a little picture from Seinfeld.
Oh, it was actually a GIF.
A GIF, is that why it looks like a bad screenshot? I was about to make fun of his screenshotting. But yeah, so unorthodox, we'll go with tell you who's in first place, and it's Romancing the Joe Stone. That is who is in first place.
And he's probably got the best name out of the top 10 as well.
Yeah, for Fuxake, Are You Blind? I think we normally read that out rather than his name. But yeah, we'll quickly run through the top 10. In 10th place is George Porter, not Georgie Porter, ex-Hollyoaks
actor. I saw that and I thought, imagine if she was in our league. God. And talking of leaked celebrity videos, hello.
Oh, really?
Check it out. Check it out. Really good.
Won't talk about that. Chris Biggins he's on about. In 9th place, it's Andrew Duckworth, ABCDEFC. In 8th place, it's Luke son of Ken Barlow. In seventh place, it's Kareem Salim. In sixth place, it's George Michael's tackle, Ian McLean. In fifth place, it's Clifty's middling 11. In fourth place, it's Cruise Control, Stevie Sunshine. In third place, it's Grant Murphy's team, Fleeto. In second place, it's Ultimate Fitness, the UK's favourite CrossFit gym, apparently, Darren Carroll. And in first place, it is, for fuck's sake, Are You Blind by Joe Romancing the Stone. He is in first place. So well FPL done. Stone. Well done, Stoney. Well done, Stonehead.
Well done, Stonefish.
Stonefish, exactly. Bringing
it back from last week.
It all comes back around.
Stonefish.
But yes, that's where you all are.
Now let's find out where we are. Ash, you had a little red arrow, mate, down to 17th. Still wanking, no clicks, just outside that top 10. Don't worry about it. You had a decent week, 50 points. Me and Craig both had little green arrows. I went up to 455th. Craig up to 717.
Now I'm starting to plummet back down. Yeah. I haven't gloated at all, have I?
Oh, are you going to start gloating now?
I just think I'm going to drop down. Like, I could mention that Craig's 700, exactly 700.
I am exactly 700 places behind you.
700 places.
But I wouldn't. I won't mention
it. It's a big league, though. You know, that's Craig's still like higher than mid table.
Yeah,
thanks, mate.
He's doing decent. I'm just bigging you up, mate. I'm just
cheers, buddy.
Yeah. Mr. Dominic Monaghan sent us a little voice clip a couple of weeks ago. He's gone down himself, little red arrow, down to 681st. He's a 13 click wanker.
Yeah, and he's kind of my rival, to be honest.
He is. Yeah, he's very close to you. But
in sort of fame and
similar
height,
you know, height. Yeah, all that stuff. And then I thought sort of getting towards the end of the season, I thought I'd bring back the second biggest feature in British broadcasting, lads.
Nice.
Just for a little one-off, little update. Yeah. It is obviously time for Tom Davis versus Tom Davis.
So, wait, if you're a new listener, Tom Davis from Murdering Successful.
Correct.
The actor. Tom Davis, not from Murdering Successful. Football fan. We have this every year. We have the awards, and it's really close.
It's really close.
It's nipping up the whole season.
It's the Davis Cup, Ash. It's the Davis Cup.
Yeah. It's the Davis Cup. And it does actually start for the first few weeks, serious. And then Tom Davis from Murder in Cecilfield, I believe, is ends up filming something that's on telly and gives up on his team.
Wanker.
Because he's currently 1,545th in the Gaffer Tape team.
Makes me feel good.
He's a 30-click wanker.
Not similar in height.
He's clicking 30 times to see his team. And then Tom Davis, obviously not from Murder in Successful, 585th. I'm actually beating Tom Davis not from Murder in Successful, who is historically a very good FPL player.
Also, these days, it isn't just Tom Davis from Murder in Successful, it's Tom Davis from Action Team.
Action Team, ITV2's Monday at 10 p.m.
One day Tom Davis and Dom Monaghan film something together for the Gaffer Tapes crossover.
I'd love that.
That would be great.
Action Team, like in a forest on ayahuasca or something.
Not when they make the Gaffer Tapes movie and they cast them as us. Yeah. And we get cut out of it.
Ours is about numbers. Ours is called Fraction Team.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Talking about like figures and stats.
Yeah,
12% owned. We're very... Fraction Team.
I think we should have a look at Tom Davis from Murder Successful's team and see if he is actually.
You're not wanking 30 clicks now.
Maybe that's a good feature for next. Maybe we give him the time he deserves next week and we do a clinic.
Yeah, a Tom Davis clinic, a TDC.
Yeah. I don't know if I can emotionally cope with it.
I don't know, mate. It's right at the end of the part. It's going to make it very difficult for me to wrap up if you're click wanking as we record.
We can click wank in the next.
Yeah.
You carry on click wanking and I'll wrap it up really smoothly saying something like, I don't know, coming up in part two, we'll do all your tweets, Facebook questions, and any other business with Tom. And in part three, we'll look ahead to the game week fixtures of 30 and, of course, that blank week in game week 31 and the latest installment of the ever so close Tom versus Ash in the Gaffer Tapes quiz. Hello and welcome back to part two of the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with Tom, Ash and me, Craig. As always in part two, we let you guys get in touch and talk about what you ask us to, or we try to answer what you ask us to, inevitably talk about siblings and calendars and twins. But we are going to start, as we always do, by how you've been getting in touch on Facebook. Now it's time to reply to the nerders on the Facebook page, Facebook.com/TheGafferTapes. Thank you, Jimmy. Yes, we're going to start with some questions you sent in on Facebook or comments. First up, we got one from Simon Drury from Drury Lane. He said, thinking of getting rid of Aguero to free up some money. and he doesn't seem essential. Is that a good idea, do you think? Or, or as you would say, that's mental. Do we do say that a lot.
Yeah, I didn't realise.
I think I said it about 8 times already. This
that's
episode.
Mental.
Yeah.
He like, hasn't scored in 2 game weeks, lads.
I said it ages ago, get Kane in. What are you doing?
Get Kane in. Bro? Well, I've got Aguero and Kane.
Yeah, get Kane,
that's
yeah.
acceptable.
Get Kane. Yeah.
But so I looked, and obviously he hasn't scored in the last 2 game weeks, but then the game week before he scored 4. So he's kind of paying for himself, isn't he? Sort of.
Yeah.
That's what he does. That is what he does.
Leave him alone.
But now Jesus is back.
Jesus is back from injury. But when you compare it to seasons, because you'd have said, for instance, last season, season before, you go, yeah, you need Aguero, you need Aguero. So he's currently on 169 points with however many games left of the season. What are we on? Game week 30, 8 games left. Last season he scored 175. Season before he scored 184. So he's probably going to outdo those 2 seasons.
Yeah. It's crazy. We were going to mention it earlier that people keep saying how terrible Man United season's been.
Mm. Are they?
Yeah, like generally, if you listen to the radio or whatever, they're always slagging them off.
Yeah.
Maybe not saying how terrible it's been. Aren't they a place ahead of Liverpool?
They're both fighting for that place. I think part of the reason they're getting criticism is because, firstly, of hatred for them. And secondly, they did act a little bit like they won the league in September. Like,
but it's they did a really
they're having
good
a good season. Bearing in mind the season but before,
exactly. Like, it's weird, isn't it? Because they're just slightly ahead of Liverpool, say.
Yeah, they are. They're currently in second place. Yeah,
and they're getting ruined. Although they have been playing boring football and haven't been like the form of late hasn't been great.
I think that's but also really, it. Yeah,
yeah. But they're ahead of Liverpool, and Man United's recent history, the last 5 years, has been terrible, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Liverpool nearly won the league in the last 5 years.
Mm.
They're the most improved top side. When you look at the fact that Chelsea have obviously got worse. I mean, City obviously are winning the league, but you know, Man United have had a good season. So the only thing that's slight salt in their wounds is that it's going to be City who win the league. But if they finish second behind Chelsea this year, you'd go, well, lots to build on. That's a good side.
Yeah.
So I think there probably is a lot of that. Yeah, Aguero's a tough one because in my head I'd been convinced that maybe it wasn't as big a scoring year, but his highest ever FPL return out of his 6 seasons was 216 in 2014-15, followed by 211 in 11-12. So I reckon this will probably go on to be his at least 3rd best season, possibly second or first.
I've got him and I am a bit loath to get rid of him. I've thought about it a couple of times and then he comes and scores, I think, 4 goals in a game week.
I suppose maybe this is going to be the same as the other players, but with the Champions League, they're going to start rotating him.
Yeah, and especially, like you say, if Jesus...
I haven't owned him all season, I don't think. And it's the first time ever. Is that one of those things? We said it a few weeks ago where he's got 21 league goals, obviously a very, very good return. But 12 of them have come in 4 games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So over half of his goals in 29 game weeks have come in 4 games. So
I think basically any Man City player is fine to have as long as they're rotation proof. Like I even think Walker, who hasn't been brilliant, if you had him all season, you'd be happy as long as he's not getting rotated.
Yeah, yeah.
But as soon as they become a rotation risk, you just can't. They're so expensive.
That's like, it.
Literally all
That's
of them.
That's why De Bruyne and Aguero are expensive.
We've talked about Man City and rotation so many times, haven't we? It's just been such a thing this
we
season.
We are the very only player you boring.
Literally, the only player you wouldn't get is the holding midfielder.
Yeah, of course, yeah. You wouldn't get Fernandinho. And even he chips in the odd goal.
He's on a little bit of an injury at the moment. He's gone yellow, bless him.
He has gone yellow.
Miss sausage, yeah.
But it doesn't seem so, Simon. He doesn't seem essential, but yeah.
I don't think so. So basically, it's not mental.
No, it's not.
No. I would rather have Firmino and Vardy than Aguero, I reckon.
I would say if you're going to keep Aguero, as Ash pointed out a few weeks ago, if Guardiola does what he does elsewhere, it's not mental until City win the league. And then there's every...
Oh, yeah, that's another point.
Who knows?
I'll be getting rid of Sergio for Firmino for the blank game week.
Yeah.
I would say. As many people, I think.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. As soon as they've technically won the league, he is out of it.
So there'll be and get Jesus in to get him. Yeah. He'll no doubt get a little bit of game time.
Definitely.
He?
There'll be people getting ready to triple captain Aguero for that double game week. He's and not going to be there at all.
If they're still in the Champions League, especially. But
Well, Jesus might be a call for that, like you say.
Yeah. That's your... Thanks for that,
Options.
Simon. Thanks for that, SD. And then we got another one here. Do you want to read that one, Tom?
Yeah, Dan the Man, Alan or Alan... if I'm using my free hit on the blank game week, my bench boost on the small double game week, and my triple captain on the big double game week, then what is your favourite pizza delivery service?
I concentrated then as well. I was proper thinking, going, yeah, I was thinking he's in a good position, isn't he?
To be fair, that I mean, he may not be actually doing that. He might just be saying that as a joke. But that is pretty much the way that people are going to play it if they've still got the chips and still got the sense, isn't
yeah.
it?
Probably hit on the blank. Probably triple captain on the small double game.
Oh, the other way around.
And I would say, if you can get chips and a pizza, it's probably not a good delivery place.
Hey! Probably like a kebab shop or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, they do them.
It doubles up as
we talked about Pete. Well, to be honest, Dan Aslan, we've talked a lot about pizza delivery over the years. Tom likes Pizza Coco because he thinks...
Well, no, do you know what? Shameful. So I tweeted the other day, a little screenshot.
You tweet them
phone.
All the time.
No. Did you see the tweet I did from my phone? It's my pizza notes. Some people make wine notes. I make pizza notes because I often forget what's good and what's not. So I've got some quite in-depth pizza notes on my phone. So I was going, which is the one that I like? Do I like that one from there? So I've got... I mean, you can go back on at @the_Tom_Holmes and check out where I tweeted my pizza notes. But I could just read you. Herbie's barbecue sauce is a bit too strong and thick. And sickly, even on a thick base. Go-Go's thin base is much better. Dip's not as nice. Do not get hot dog in casserole letters. It goes
what
on,
is
but...
This?
Herbie's thin tomato base, yes, brackets beautiful. So
like,
there's a lot of stuff.
This feels like what would happen if Tony Soprano had Alzheimer's.
But firstly, you don't need
a note to tell you that hot dog on a pizza is a shit idea.
No, because I've had a nice hot dog and I've had bad
hot dog. Yeah, but hot dogs, firstly, are shit anyway in their nature. And secondly, to have them on a pizza is a bit weird anyway.
I do realise that I shouldn't be saying this in front of someone who's a strict vegan now, Craig. I do apologise.
It's all right.
Hot dogs on
it's all right, sorry. I actually like to have
couscous
Labrador
pizza.
On my pizza, but we won't go into that either.
You like to have what, sorry?
Labrador.
Ash, don't say that in front of Ash.
Anyway, we're not going to talk about pizza toppings. We're not that podcast. Right.
No, but Herbie's.
Herpes, exactly.
Herpes on your pizza.
Yeah, herpes on your pizza. Herpes not hot dogs, guys. Pugs not drugs. okay, well, that's it for Facebook. Thank you very much for getting in touch with some interesting tangents. So we got to read about Tom's pizza notes.
They're quite extensive.
He's got
Can I introduce a temporary new section to segment two?
Oh, hello. Yes.
It's called Tom Davis. What are you doing?
Okay, so it's taken you that long to find Tom Davis from Murder and Success.
I've literally got RSI from clicking.
Okay. Go for it.
Right, so Tom Davis played up until about week 16 and was making transfers and doing his team.
That's not too bad.
And he went down every week.
Then
he stopped playing and he went up 8 weeks in a row.
Because that bottom of our league is just full of so much shit that if you do relatively good, you do go up. Yeah.
This is his current team.
Mm.
Elliot in goal from Newcastle,
who hasn't played for very long time.
They actually signed the Czech Republic. Yeah, go for it.
Yeah.
Yoshida, centre back.
Right.
Mm.
So they both got nil poids this week.
Yeah. He's injured.
Mariappa.
Wow.
4.2. That's not a bad signing.
He's on my bench in my secret sausage and he's been shit.
4.2 million. He got 5 points this week.
Loves a card.
Yeah. Tarkowski.
Burnley, yeah. Good player.
Yeah, that's not too bad. Then De Bruyne.
Yeah, I've heard of him.
Yeah, he got 2 points this week. McTominay got zero.
He's got McTominay at United.
Yeah. 4.2.
He hasn't touched his team for
but
a long
McTominay
time.
Wasn't...
How did he know... He can't have been in the team when he got him.
Do you think he picked him as the cheapest midfielder in the game? And then just as it happened, he's become a Man United player now.
I think so, I reckon. Because he must have benched him because it swapped him into his team.
I think he picked him as the cheapest midfielder to have a bench full of shit.
Interesting.
Yeah. Eriksen. He hasn't got a bad team, to be fair.
Yeah.
Although it's just he hasn't updated in a while because he's got Coutinho.
Yeah, he's not doing great.
No, and then up front he's got Kane, Jesus and Tammy Abraham.
Yeah, he has not touched that team.
Yeah.
He's
still ahead of me. No, he's not ahead of me. He's not.
He's probably ahead of Marcel from Love Island.
21 points this week.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Should have called your thing the Margarita Monologues. The Pepperoni Monologues. I don't know. I'll think of a name.
I suddenly thought about your releasing.
No, it's all right. But that was Tom Davis. What are you doing?
We're going to do that once a year.
It's the annual Tom Davis What Are You Doing Day where Ash brings up a... But I liked it, Ash. It was a good,
what are you doing?
It was a good,
oh, wait,
it was
wait,
a good
wait, hold on.
Well, don't milk
we've
it.
Got,
and then he's ruined it. So.
No, wait, we've got a late arrival. I just saw something when I was going to get rid of it.
He's good. So, I know this joke. I know where this is going.
At 1,549.
Yeah.
It's Dave Mateo.
Oh, Aussie Dave Mateo. Dave I don't think Mateo. He gets a feature. That's the Australian fella.
From Australia.
Yeah, man. I thought he was like always like in the top 10.
No, no mate. Top 10 in Australia, maybe.
Top 10 in Australia, mate.
League's upside yeah, down, isn't it?
Different. Yeah, yeah. Bottom 10, if yeah. anything. Something like that.
Yeah, sorry.
It's a joke there, there's
so, down under...
It. Find it for yourself. I'm not
going to Cats, kangaroos. Second
we got a tweet from Robbo MCFC. He said, who's the best two strikers to have for the blank game week other than Firmino?
Right. Well, we talked about the possibility of your man Troy Deeney, but obviously they got Liverpool in the game week, Arsenal. So I don't think that's a great suggestion.
Callum Wilson, but he's not playing the minute. The ultimate, really, because they're at home to bottom of the league, West Brom.
Yeah, if you could get a handle on whether Wilson or King's going to play, I don't think that's bad. And then it's whether you're willing to bank on Everton. There aren't many good picks, are there, in terms of...
Well, see, I'm looking at... My answer for this would probably be Meunier.
Well, yeah, he's actually might be the only one who's guaranteed to start Palace. Both games.
Because he's the out of all of them. I had a quick look because I'm looking at my team. I need to maybe get rid of Jordan Ayew. But then you don't want to get a 4-point... I don't want to take a 4-point hit to get rid of Ayew to get in a striker that may or may not score one goal, like Meunier.
Yeah.
So
no, but Meunier's games are Swansea at home and Palace at home, and he's playing 90 minutes, and he has 2 goals in his last 3 games. So yeah. I actually think it's quite... I think
well,
he
I've
is
done my
guy.
Transfer for this week, so it is literally just for that week. But Meunier, I think, on paper, is probably the best.
Yeah, yeah, I do.
If you can work out between Wilson or King...
Because as it happens, all the other teams, apart from Watford, who you maybe would if they weren't playing Liverpool and Arsenal, don't really have strikers doing much. Stoke, Everton, Palace are obviously injury hit. They've got Benteke and Saul aren't doing much. West Brom have got J. Rodriguez, and you're like... I think it is Meunier. I think he's the only one worth doing.
Rondon.
No, Rondon, fucking wrong. No.
No.
No, just no.
Yeah, Kidney Rob's got Benteke. Little Kidney Rob update number one for the week. Has got Benteke. Don't know why.
Yeah.
Floundering somewhere near you, 700 and odd, I believe.
Kidney Rob's floundering?
He's floundering,
yeah.
Unfortunately.
Oh, no.
Floundering.
What else have we got? Anything else?
We had a quick one. Oh, Elliot Barker.
Oh, yeah.
_Barkles_ says, RE funny player names, because we did talk about that, didn't we?
We did last week, yeah.
It's Jack in Buttland. He said, my missus' team is made up of what she calls onomatopoeia players.
Unbelievable.
Nice.
Unbelievable.
Like Schlupp.
Yeah.
And filled the rest of the team with biblical players like Jesus, Moses and Pope. No transfers made for obvious reasons. That is good.
That's unbelievable.
I really like
onomatopoeia player might be... in 4 years of this, that's the best bit of wordplay, and we didn't do it.
Yeah. So congratulations to Elliot Barker's...
Mrs. Barker.
Might not be married.
And she's got... And the biblical... I like the fact, obviously, there aren't that many onomatopoeia players. It's very different. Mm. There's not like... You know, but Schlupp's a good
what is
one.
Is there? Schlupp Dunk?
Is that... No, it's not really... Maybe.
Is it Dunk?
A dunk in water probably... No, you're right. I was thinking of a dunk in basketball, but dunk in water probably does make a dunk maybe sound. And you'd let her...
I'd like to see a team. Can Elliot Barker... Can you get her to... send us a picture.
Because I was thinking the biblical ones, because even then you've got Jesus, Victor Moses, Nick Pope, Jimmy Child Abuse. You've got all the biblical ones. I just don't know else there is.
I think you should send in a voice clip of his wife reading it out, and I'll get Bex to read hers out.
Yeah, we'll have
that'd be good.
Battle.
Yeah.
That'd be really good. Also, we'll just get her on the podcast. We haven't had a guest on for ages. Get her on. Get her on, just talk about
add some actual
and just go Schlupp, Russell. Oh, Russell. Yeah. Is there anyone called Russell? That's an onomatopoeia player.
Oh,
yeah.
Even if their first name's Russell, that counts.
I don't know. It reminds me of at the start of the season when I saw all these little teams coming out, I tweeted it was a baptism-related team name, Dunk Me Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
So, and Sports Bible picked up on that and retweeted it. So thanks very much, guys. All the best. But yeah, no, I love that. Barkles. Lovely, lovely. Thanks very much. It's time for a feature that is just taking off. It's hit the internet by storm.
It's Tom Davis. What are you doing? Oh, no, we've done that. No, Sorry, Tom. I stopped you. You carry on.
It's any other business. Brackets. I've still got it. Brackets, points of view.
Mm. Yeah. Because somebody... Like, come on, guys. Get your fucking act together and do us a jingle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It helps if we actually tell them what the name is. Because at the moment,
it's definitely any other business.
It's AOB. Well, I was thinking AOB,
POV. Points of view, but like football related, so like points. Pitch of view? No, points of.
Yeah, look, make it up yourself.
This just feels like an off-air conversation.
Yeah, yeah. We'll do it in our
annual
meeting.
Surely one of the fans should be sorting this out for us.
That's it. Lots of you. First of all, lots of you mentioned, with so many that I didn't even add them to the list, but lots of you mentioned that we said to get in Spurs players for blank game week 31, and now they are no longer playing in blank game
week 31. We forgot about the cup replay. The Rochdale
I said it depended. I said it depended what happened in the cup.
Did you?
I did.
Well, I didn't fucking hear you because I brought in so many Spurs players, Bear. Got so many in for the blank game week. And now they're not playing. So there's now only eight teams playing. So that, we had a lot of people.
I like the fact this has turned into a feature where we just defend ourselves. Like, nope, fuck you. Ash said that.
It is. Yeah. But some of these we can't really defend.
Yeah, it's them not listening correctly.
Yeah, true.
This one doesn't count. The next one doesn't count.
Next one doesn't count because he's some kind of American gangbanger.
So DJ Emmanuel says, my tip of the week, this is correct, is do not listen to Tom Holmes. Correct. But then he's failed because he's put, only because De La Feo is out injured. You award-winning podcast bunch of cowards.
Yeah.
At time of recording, De La Feo wasn't injured.
No, he wasn't. It, between recording and releasing, he became injured. And he was my tip of the week last week, De La Feo, and now
And if you
injured.
Were going to defend yourself against that in a voice clip, yeah. Tom, how would you say it, do you think?
I'd say, fuck you, you the coward, bitch. We're drinking. It's Monday morning, bitch. We're at church. Take it to church, homie. Fuck these cowards. That's what I'd say, probably.
That's such a good impression of him. The whole, for anyone who doesn't know, last season we had quite a few voice clips from DJ Emmanuel and Alex.
Boys.
Sir Alex from America. I think they're in Florida. It just always sounded like that. They sounded exactly like that. For a while, I thought Tom was them.
I nearly... If you'd have given me another 3 minutes, I could have worked up into my DMX impression. I do a fantastic DMX impression, but it's always... I have to work up to it. So by the time I get... So what I'll usually do is get into the shower. Ash has got his fucking Siri on. What are you talking about, DMX? Play Party Up in here. By the time I'm out of the shower, I'm basically DMX. I go in normal and I come back like a bald black 40-year-old man. Brilliant. But I work up to it, and it's an absolutely spot on DMX impression, but I do need a little bit of them.
Points of view, rights and wrongs. First of all, wrong.
Yeah. So that was wrong, yeah.
So twice, we defended ourselves twice now on any other business. Yes. Yeah.
And this third one's definitely wrong.
Well, this one, we got a tweet from Alan Whitby. Alan Whitby Lear, a long-time listener. He said, Craig Hazel called it and I listened. Thanks, the Gaffer Tapes. And he's tweeted a little picture that he picked Murray.
Boom.
And Murray scored.
I put my neck on the line. I didn't sit on no fence.
On the line.
It seems like a bit of a Scottish thing, this, doesn't it? Alan Whitby Lear,
is
Craig,
he Scottish?
Murray, it all seems very Scottish.
Is Alan Whitby Lear Scottish?
I mean, none of the three of us are Scottish.
None of the three of you. Murray's not even. You're Scottish, thinking Andy Murray.
Exactly. Sounds very Scottish, doesn't it?
Yeah.
See what I think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What? Alan Whitby Lear?
Yeah.
And Murray?
Anything sounds Scottish,
if you're saying a Scottish accent.
Exactly.
Nelson Mandela!
Alan Whitby Lear is the group Scottish. Of people at the live podcast who fucked with my team.
Was he?
The ones in the corner.
Where did he touch you?
Yeah.
Oh, they fucked it, didn't they?
Yeah.
Good work, Al.
Yeah. Oh, that's going to be annoying if I beat you by sort of like 3 points and they fucked your team.
Yeah.
It's almost like how if Ash beats me by any amount of points, I'll be furious that he cheated at the live podcast quiz when someone texted him an answer to his fucking
I'm hoping that doesn't come up.
To be fair, I think I should get bonus points. Would you have ever thought...
What, for ingenuity? I didn't know that could happen. My watch tells the time, mate. Bloody hell.
Exactly.
And then we had several tweets that mentioned the first 5 minutes of last week's pod.
Why?
Calvin Chan. Oh. Big Calvin Chan, the man.
Fantastic.
Who I believe won our inaugural, can't have been inaugural season, was it? Second season?
I think it might have been the second season. He's a very
second
good
season.
He's a very good fantasy
he's
football
a
player, though.
Fantastic fantasy Premier League player. He just said, first 5 minutes of the pod, savage. And then Nikki Sorelot tweeted us and went a little bit... more, it sort of elaborated on that fact, and he said, I love the Gaffer Tapes. I'm just 4 minutes 50 seconds in and we've had Tom being furious at his obvious resemblance to Shaqiri, awkward fellatio, and my personal favourite quote so far, We have to put some stats in, otherwise we're just talking about Duke Nukem raping people.
That's true.
Which was nice. Yeah. We had another nice tweet from MBison22, who mentioned the whole thing about the stats. If 30% of publishers do one thing, what percentage do you others? Yes, thanks, mate. Yeah, and that's it, really. Yeah. We had another guy who tweeted us saying that our... Anthony Perkins on Twitter, this was quite a weird one. He said, I honestly thought your icon, he means our logo.
He's not talking about me.
Was yeah, your sexy icon. I actually thought he was Sue Perkins, but it turns out that it's not. It's one Craig Hazel. No, he said, I honestly thought your icon was a meme of a guy taking a dump on a toilet instead, and then he wrongly thought it was instead of the Eiffel Tower on the PSG logo.
Yeah.
And now, every time I see our logo, I just think it looks like a bloke sitting on a fucking toilet.
A guy shitting out a tapeworm. Yeah.
It's like the sort of stick man that you see on a toilet sign. It's like that, just a bloke.
That guy.
On his side, that Ash just
that, that observation sat on the toilet. Got like 250 likes.
It's had 250 likes. Yeah, I know, but I didn't. And then once you see it, you'll never unsee it.
It's like a magic eye. Just keep squinting and take a shit.
It's because you replied to Rio Ferdinand. Craig replied to Rio Ferdinand with an amazing tweet that did really, really well. And then this guy replied to us and said that about that. But yeah, so it's ruined the logo for us. Thanks very much, mate. We've got a whole line of merchandise that's ruined now. So if you want to buy a T-shirt that looks like a bloke taking a dump on a toilet, then...
And we do baby grows.
And we do baby grows.
Maybe is that why the pod's so popular? People have always thought...
They think it's some kind of scat porn.
Yes.
Or maybe just it's that one of those...
Defecation.
Maybe it's just one of those things. The whole time people have thought that's what the logo was. Yeah. They've always been like, oh, I like those guys. They're shitting on...
Yeah, German
we actually had to
German
reply and go, yeah, that's no, really funny. But you do know it's a microphone, don't you?
Yeah.
It's a microphone. The gaffer tapes, we record it. It's like a pun.
But yeah, that was any other business. I think we defended ourselves and then you praised us, so we'll always agree with that. But yeah, you can get in touch with us, info@thegaffertapes.com. You can tweet us @thegaffertapes, or of course you can get us on Facebook / thegaffertapes, and you can get in touch with us about anything now.
You know what else people could do? We actually have a side podcast that's just for Patreon supporters.
We do.
You can go to
Always three W's, mate. Always. Three W's.
Patreon.com/thegaffertapes.
Yes.
And you could subscribe for £5 a month, I think.
Fiver. Just a little fiver.
And then you get the bonus podcast we do, which is just about this week's one is the best one we've ever done.
There'll be no arguments about that. Well, it's certainly the most eventful.
Yes.
I'm not going to give it away.
No.
So it's the most niche, and there was a lot of anger. But yeah, subscribe and you get free podcasts and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. You do. So you can do that.
Subscribe and you get free podcasts that you have to pay for instead of this one, which is free.
But, you know, if you want to and be an official gaffer rat, so you can go on there, get your podcast, get discounts to future live events that we do and all sorts of stuff. Coming up in part three, we're going to have a quick look ahead to the next game. We can see if we can get our spot on predictions of who's going to play, who's going to do well, who's going to be injured, which we did last week, apparently. And also we're going to have the latest installment of the Gaffer Tapes quiz, Tom vs. Ash. There's only one point in it, and all that comes up in part three of the Gaffer Tapes. Hello and welcome back to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with Tom, Ash and Craig. And we're into our final part for this game week. We're going to have a quick look to the fixtures for game week 30. And as we mentioned before, obviously, there are only four games coming up in game week 31. So it's worth looking at what players are going to be playing in that, unless you've got the whole wild card chip situation that Ash has got going on. But their Sky are dubbing it Rivalry Weekend.
Oh, really?
This weekend.
This weekend. Wrong.
This weekend, yeah. Not blank game week weekend. But it's pretty much sandwiched by Scottish games no one wants to watch. Hearts play Hibs on Friday night. Celtic play Rangers on Sunday. But then Man United play Liverpool Saturday.
I see. Because I thought you were talking about Premier League fixtures. And other than United and Liverpool, I was trying to work out where...
Oh, no. Well, to be fair, near biggest rivals now. Arsenal have got Watford.
Yeah.
Now that they are...
What sort of like in the league and stuff.
They're your new peers, aren't they?
Yeah, I was going to say like geographically and where we are.
Well, that's it. I'm just looking. Please say it's true. Yes, you're closer to Watford in points in the league than you are Spurs. So technically, Watford are Arsenal's rivals. We're tweeting that. Tweeting that tomorrow, because that's fucking great.
It's dreadful. Well, don't, because I'll just delete it.
Well, and I'll keep posting it. But yeah, Man United-Liverpool is the early kickoff, the 12:30 kickoff on a Saturday.
And you like that for Liverpool, don't you? Think
I do. I just think Liverpool, I mean, United don't look bad, but Liverpool look very, very good at the moment, I think.
Hot as tits.
So, and if you look at their form, Liverpool's is slightly better. Man United, obviously, in their last five, they've lost two of their last five, and one of those wins is a Palace. Is that lucky? Palace have got a squad of like 14 players. Like, they shouldn't be doing as well as they're doing. So I do like a Liverpool win there. Everton at home to Brighton, see if Glenn Murray can carry on his hot streak. Huddersfield at home to Swansea, as Tom said. Mounier's a good pick there for the game week after, because they're playing.
I wouldn't necessarily, going back again, I wouldn't necessarily get him in, but I thought Sigurdsson is starting to look good for Everton.
I've had him in my sausage for quite a while.
Yeah. They're just so patchy in form, aren't they? They're a bit of a nothingy team in 11.
No, there's no Everton player.
They're in that. We're getting to that point of the season as well, where if you're in a dangerous no man's land, you're not fighting for any European places, and you're not fighting for survival.
And there was that stat going around, wasn't there, that they're 20th in the league for everything to do with shots.
Really?
Like shots taken, all those kind of things.
Yeah, ever since, I think Rooney's been...
Not shots done at the bar with Rooney. Guys, they'll be up there, won't they? Top 10, probably.
Since he's got his 10 goals, he's done nothing in an attacking sense, Rooney. And their form's so patchy. But yeah, he is starting to look more comfortable
Patch
there, isn't
Adams.
He? Newcastle play Southampton. They're two of the worst form teams in the league. Newcastle keep looking like they're close. They threw away a two-goal weed.
Yeah.
Weed? Two-goal lead the other week.
two-goal weed?
Any other business? Oh,
are
Craig,
you made on the foot?
Craig said weed, not lead. Yeah, get out. But yeah, both pretty miserable teams. Southampton genuinely could get themselves relegated. I can see it happening.
Do you think so?
I do. Yeah, they're only 1 point above the relegation places.
Such a Premier League mainstay, Southampton.
They are, but one team who, talking of miserable teams, West Brom are on horrendous form. Alan Pardew's record did the rounds the other day in his last 57. It's like 7 wins in 57 games or something. So why people keep appointing him just because he makes a good gif when he danced once?
It's the dance. I was going to say it's the dancing gif.
It makes no sense. But they're playing Leicester, and you've got to fancy Leicester to do them, even though they're not nick.
I'd like to interject at this point and say that my pick of the week is a Leicester player. It's Marcin Wesolowski. No, it's not. It's I'm going to go Mahrez.
Would you bring him in then? Are you going to do it?
No, I'm just having him as my pick of the week.
Right.
Tommy's tip.
Because they don't look in great form, but this is the kind of game they must be looking at going away from home, West Brom. Right.
It's the one that sticks out.
This is where this is where we get ourselves back on track. Because Leicester
Vardy hasn't scored in 2 games, actually, to be fair. So maybe Vardy might.
Leicester have got to be looking to leapfrog Burnley into 7th and then try and chase down. I know they probably won't catch Arsenal, but do you know what I mean? That's got to be their aim, to chase down that end of the table.
Talking of Burnley.
Yeah, Burnley.
Away to West Ham, coming off a big old loss.
2 on the bounce, 4-1 losses.
The league table is very weird, because you keep looking at teams going, they're not in good form. But surely at least half the teams can't be in, do you know what I mean? But it seems like most teams are in bad form. Out with City, Liverpool, Spurs and maybe United, everyone, including Chelsea, Arsenal, Leicester, Burnley, are in bad form.
Everyone's in shit form, man.
So it's very difficult. It's a bit of a betting nightmare. Yeah, but West Ham at home to Burnley, bearing in mind they lost to Swansea, won't feel good about that, no, but...
No.
At least it's not likely to be particularly high scoring.
No, we're probably not with Burnley, no. Chelsea play Palace. Again, maybe not high scoring with Chelsea, but Palace, you know, 5-goal game against United.
But then on paper, I would have fancied that as a, you know, if you got Hazard captain him, or if you've, you know.
Well, Chelsea have lost 4 of their last 5 games, and that's why there's such.
And Palace coming off a decent performance.
And so many injuries, Palace. Like, it's like you're playing Football Manager. It's unfortunate the amount of injuries they have. On Sunday, as part of rivalry weekend, it's Arsenal versus Watford, and it's Bournemouth at home to Spurs. And then on Monday Night Football, it's Stoke versus Man City.
Do I captain Aguero, Stoke City?
I reckon it's Sterling comes back.
Do you?
Really? I've got rid of him, mate. I've got rid of him.
Yeah, do you want to know who my tip is for the week?
Go on, go for it, Craig.
I mentioned him earlier in the pod. I think he starts this week. I think he gets another assist or a goal. I think it's Mikel Antonio at home to Burnley.
I was going to say, there you go. That's who my pick was going to be.
Nice.
Well, the second one is just in that case, if we need another one, it's if he didn't do it last week, bring in Glenn Murray. Because if he can score against Arsenal, he can score against Everton.
Everton concede. Yeah.
I think a brave pick. I still think Sterling hasn't played.
That is a brave
risk that he might come on for 5 minutes.
Played it all for two.
Yeah,
two
but
minutes,
if he comes on, Stoke a dog shit, aren't they?
Ultimately, yeah. But they then Shaqiri, you can't, you know.
He's not going to help them.
No, I know.
Yeah, he won't be able
just
to do enough.
Just because you look like him, it doesn't mean he's going to score goals, no, Tom.
Steve McDonald and Shaqiri.
Your mum still loves you, mate. It's okay.
Yeah, she loves Shaqiri and Steve McDonald.
Well, do you know what? She's not actually that bothered about me at the moment.
Exactly.
So there you go. Mahrez, Antonio, and
Murray again.
And Sterling.
Sterling's a great sleeper pick after that. Yeah, definitely.
Oh, that's amazing. If that comes through, you'll look like a fucking genius.
Yeah. That is absolutely it. Fingers crossed Antonio does it. Right, so time for the quiz, the Gaffer Tapes quiz. The infamous Gaffer Tapes quiz where the current score is Ash 15, Tom 13. So, you know, I've been looking through, trying to keep it topical, haven't I? I've been looking at what's going on in the news and then trying to work around that. Wenger out was a big thing this week. You know, Wenger could be out. That hashtag again trended worldwide. It's 100 days to the World Cup as of today.
Is it 100 days
today? So I was reading that it's 100 days to the World Cup as of today. So I was reading that. And I couldn't think of anything, so I put Tenable on TV of Warwick Davis, and I just thought, oh, fuck it, I'll do a list quiz, innit?
Might as well.
So I just thought we'd do Who Dares Wins, basically. Well, you need to come up with a name, don't you? Because I've been game showy this season. So Who Dares Wins Matches?
Who Dares Wins Matches?
I don't know, mate.
That's nice.
It's a list
and
quiz.
And that point, you saying the title of the quiz is probably a good point to use something we forget to use every week. It's the official
condoms
quiz jingle.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Fade out. I love the fact that you said condoms just before I put that on, and I noticed. Brilliant.
Crazy good time. Lovely guitar, lovely singing. And we've got a World Cup song, that something like coming up later in the year. Stay tuned. Yes. But for the quiz, so it's your basic list quiz. I didn't want to mess about. It's getting tight. You know, I don't want to be accused of any shenanigans.
Don't fuck around. I'm still furious about last week.
You're both getting quite furious, is what you accuse me of a lot. So you're getting angry.
I don't accuse you. I'm angry with myself. I said Martial when I'm
you're angry with yourself. Ash gets angry that just knowing that you think you know the answer doesn't count as a point. And then there's all
yeah,
sorts
that's
of
ridiculous
stuff going on.
You should give me a point for his insolence.
Ash goes, come on, but you know
well,
I know it.
Craig is well the most competitive by a long way.
I don't know. I can't remember. It seems like so long ago.
It's funny because he's not very competitive in the actual game, is he?
Ooh, hello!
Okay, so it's obviously 1-0 to Tom as we start the quiz. Right, so it's a list quiz where you're going to pick a number between 1 and 6, which will link to a list that I've got in front of me.
Brilliant.
And that will be a top 10 list. So, for instance, non-football related would be the top 10, I don't know, let's say the last 10 Oscars for sound editing. That could be that's a niche little joke. That could be a that could be the list, and then you're gonna bid on how many you think you could get.
Oh yes, we know that one.
We've done this one before. So Tom would say 3, Ash will say 4, Tom will say 5, and eventually Ash will go, do you know what? Name your 5. Take and then you've it. Got to name all 5. If you get one wrong, Ash will get the chance to steal those points.
I reckon
by
this
naming one.
By just
what
naming
happened?
One.
Yes.
This is what will happen every time.
I know
Tom,
exactly what
Tom
happens
says
every time.
2, and I'm like, oh, I can't do that.
Or you'll go 3, and I'll go do it, and you'll go, oh, first guy, you know Guy Man, the guy with the legs, man?
Yeah,
Austin
yeah.
Does all the things and the walking and the kick to the ball and stuff. Come on, give me that! That'll be the quiz for the next 20 minutes, guys, so...
That will genuinely be it. But you don't remember it, like, making the other person do it on a low number and hoping they fuck up is a legit tactic. I did that at the in-laws over Christmas when we played the Nick Knowles version, and it worked. it wasn't popular, but it worked.
I was friend of the podcast.
Again, I'm describing condoms.
Yeah.
Not popular, but they were. Sponsorship available. Thanks, guys.
I'd love it if we were sponsored by Durex.
That'd be good.
Protection. Put it on.
Ash, as you're in the lead, you can make the decision of whether you'd like to be the first to pick a list or second. What would you like?
I'll go first.
Okay, so number 1 to 6, please. Now, some of these... A couple of these are quite generic football questions. There's a couple of ones in there that are hard, and there's a couple of ridiculous ones in there. obviously.
Yeah, I'm going to go for one.
Number one, straight up number one. Okay, so number one is the last 10 countries to host the World Cup. That is not including the one coming up this summer, so 2014.
And can you guess incorrectly?
No, so as soon as you guess incorrectly, it's passed over to the other person who can steal those points. So all I need to hear from you now, Ash, is obviously how many you think you can do, and then it will go up in bids. So how many of the last 10 World Cup host countries starting in 2014 can you get, do you think?
Seven.
Wow, that's big.
Oh!
Seven. Tom, can you do eight?
No, I don't think I can.
Okay. Go so on. It means go Ash is going to say this for 7 points now. So Ash, it's all or nothing. Oh,
wait a minute. Wait, hold on. No, wait.
No!
Wait, what do you mean no? I'm asked. If I get it wrong,
yeah.
How many points would it mean Tom would get?
Seven.
Oh, I see. Sorry, I misunderstood the rules.
That's all right. It will happen both.
Listen. Come on. Let's get this.
I mean, that counts as... Oh, that makes a big difference then, doesn't it?
It does make a big difference.
You've answered. So, what are you, answered Martial. That was the first answer.
What are you bidding? What are you bidding, Ash? Come on.
He said seven! Why are you giving him these fucking chances? I don't get any chances when I say Martial and Empire.
No, we haven't started the quiz yet.
You're very aggressive.
competitive much.
Hello.
Protection. Six.
No difference. Mental. That was mental.
Do six then.
Yeah.
I can't do six anyway. That's I was trying to bait him into doing it.
Yeah, I know. Well, I guessed you were, but no, six. All right, then that's a compromise. You didn't get the rules. Now you get it. So six. You're not bidding seven, are you, Tom?
No. You can have six.
So name your six. Actually, there's no margin for error. If you get it wrong, it's done. So start. You can do it in any order. It doesn't have to be in order, but the last 10 host countries of the World Cup from 2014 going backwards.
South Korea.
South Korea, Japan. Yes, that's one.
America.
1994. Yeah, that's two.
Germany.
Germany 2006, yes.
Brazil
in 2014, that's four.
How far back was Italia 90? Does that count? Or is that too far back?
No, Italia 90 counts, that's five.
How many more is it? One more.
One more, you only need one more. I know it'll be the first one Tom thinks of, but yeah.
Time limit. It's unlimited, mate.
It's definitely not unlimited. Right, come on, Ash, what's your sixth?
Oh, France.
Yes, there it is, France. 6 points.
Damn it.
That was the last time Tom watched football in 1998.
Correct.
When Arsenal were good. So 6 points to Ash. Good start. Tom,
what were the ones? Do you know the ones I missed? Could I have got seven?
Yeah, of course you can. You would have had... so you had Brazil. You didn't get... Did you get South Africa in 2010?
Oh, no, yeah.
Then you got all the way back to Italy in 90. And then it was 86 Mexico, 82 Spain and 78 Argentina.
Oh, yeah.
So, Tom, would you like question 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6? Remember, some of these are pretty solid football like that. Some of them are a bit of a tangent.
Number four.
Number four. Okay, this is a straight up football one, this one. So we've covered it.
Damn it.
we've covered it before on the pod over the years. It's been a trivia subject before. It's the top 10 Premier League scorers of all time. All time Premier League scorers. Obviously, no margin for error, though. So could we start the bidding, please, Tom?
All time, fuck. Okay, I'll go five.
Five. Do we have? Do you? Can you do six, Ash?
Oh yeah, six.
Six. Do we have seven, Tom?
Oh shit! I say seven. No, we'd have to go for six.
Six. It's six for Ash then, and he's
yeah.
So this is the chance now for Ash to go steaming ahead.
Should we give me the chance?
No. Go for it, babe.
Obviously, one mistake and Tom gets a chance to steal the 6 points. So Ash,
Shearer.
Yes, one.
Andy Cole.
Number three, yep.
Shearer, Andy Cole. Drogba.
Drogba is incorrect. Drogba is not in the top centre. Tom, you only need to now get one to steal the 6 points. What?
Sir Wayne of Rooney.
Wayne Rooney is second with 208 goals, yeah.
Yes.
Would you like to know the rest of the 10? So it was Shearer, Rooney and Cole, as you got. In fourth place was Fat Frank Lampard.
Mm-hmm.
In fifth place, Thierry Henry. In sixth place, Robbie Fowler. Seventh place, Jermaine Defoe.
Owen.
Eighth place, Michael Owen.
Yeah.
Ninth place, Les Ferdinand. And tenth place, it was Didier. I'm joking. It was Teddy Sheringham. Tenth place was Teddy Sheringham.
Ted Cakes.
So it's 7-6. Nice. Ash, would you like 2, 3, 5, or 6, Ash?
Two, please.
Two. Okay, I'm trying to rush through them so we get through them all. Two. It is the largest stadiums by capacity in England. Football stadiums. The largest football stadiums in England by capacity. So the top 10 biggest stadiums in England, football stadiums. When I say football stadiums, obviously, if football's been played at Twickenham, that doesn't matter. That doesn't count. It's football stadiums. So, Ash.
Five.
Five. Tom, do we have six?
No.
He's not going for it.
Can't
Go for 5.
Oh, I can see the bids getting lower as we go along. Okay, Ash.
Old Trafford.
That is number 2.
Etihad.
City Manchester. Yeah, that's number 5.
The Arsenal Megadrome, whatever the fuck that's called, Highbury.
Highbury? Can we have Highbury as his answer, please?
No, Arsenal's fine, yeah. 3.
Yeah.
The Arsenal Megadrome.
Does Wembley count? Or did I say that already?
No, you haven't said Wembley. Wembley counts, that's 4. He's got 4 on the top
Anfield?
5. Anfield is 6, yes. So that is your number 5. The one you didn't get in the top 5 was West Ham's very own stadium, London Stadium.
Of course, yeah, I wouldn't have got that, actually.
And then the last 4 were St James's Park, the Stadium of Light, Villa Park and Stamford Bridge.
I would have got, if I really pressed, I would have said Villa Elm Park. Road, I reckon.
Yeah, there's a few, because number 11 is Hillsborough.
Yeah.
So so that's 12-6 to Ash. Tom, would you like that was number 2, wasn't it? Would you like number 3, 5 or 6?
I'm going to go number 3, please, landlord.
Number 3. Okay, so number 3 is, according to a 2016 Total Film Survey, the top 10 Vinnie Jones films.
Yes.
So it is, as voted for by a magazine Public, though, the best film. So it's very subjective, but it is the top 10 most popular Vinnie Jones films. He only has to have appeared in it. He doesn't have to be a main part in it.
So voted for by a poll...
By a poll. So it is the films you're thinking of are the films you're thinking of.
Essentially, how many Vinnie Jones films can you name?
Well, he's done so many shit ones. But many?
Okay, I'm going to say 6.
Wow.
Go on then.
Yeah, Ash isn't going for that. So it's currently 12-6. This would tie you up if you get your 6 here.
Oh, blimey. Lockstock.
Lockstock is number 1.
Snatch.
Is number 2.
Gone in 60 Seconds.
Is number 3, yes.
Mean Machine.
Is number 4. Oh. Are you reading my email?
Oh,
my goodness.
Oh, now I'm fucked.
Yeah.
I know one, so...
Oh, what's he been in?
I know the one you know.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, what's he been in? Oh, oh, shit. He's on one where he's on a train or something. Oh, fuck! I did so well.
We're 4. That's why you should have said 4.
Yeah.
I should have said 4. I panicked. Oh, my God.
Well, we're going to need to push you for an answer now, Tom.
Come on, Vinny. Come on. Oh, he was in that one with that awful one with Danny Dyer with the ticket.
That describes all of his films, pretty much.
Yeah. I said, The Other Half?
The Other Half is not on the list,
it's
I'm afraid.
Not in there. Fuck.
Ash?
X-Men.
The X-Men, the last stand is. He plays Juggernaut, is it?
Yeah.
Well, I don't watch that boffin shit, do I?
So Ash steals the 6 points. The other ones were he was in Swordfish.
Oh, I knew he was in Swordfish.
He doesn't speak, I don't believe, in Swordfish.
I used to pause that bit on Halle Berry's boobies.
He was in one called The Midnight Meat Train.
That was what I was thinking of. I said the one on the train.
He was in Smoking Aces 2. He was in one which is a rip-off of Battle Royale, essentially. It's The Condemned.
The one on the island with Stone Cold. That's
the one. The Condemned. And he was in Madagascar 3.
Wow, that's ridiculous.
So it's 18-6 now to Ash.
Ash, that going until
there's
that
2
point.
Questions left, I think, isn't there? So we now have, is it 5 and 6 we have? It's 5 and 6.
5.
Number 5. So this one is a toughie, this one, but interesting for fantasy football. So how many of the players this season, the most subbed off players, so the top 10 subbed off players, they've been subbed off the pitch the most times in the Premier League this season?
Okay, that's so random.
It's a very weird one, and I'm guessing it's going to go low. That was the thinking.
2.
I'm going to get the feeling Tom has to outbid him here.
Yeah, 3.
You're going to have to outbid him by like 10 to win. So.
You don't have to outbid just by 1.
Yeah, because if you get 3, I still win, don't you?
There's still one more. There's one more question after this, but Tom,
that's
you...
what I mean. So if I beat him, I get 3 points, and then hopefully go all out
on the next one. Okay, sure.
Painful. I'll go 3.
Tom's going 3. Ash, any more than 3?
No.
It's very hard, this, to be fair.
Yeah. Fuck, okay. 3 most subbed off players this season.
Yeah, but I imagine some of our listeners would like this question the most.
Yeah.
Subbed off.
Yeah.
There wasn't so many to pick from.
I'm going to get it wrong straight away, but fuck.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
It's a mental question.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to say, Rashford?
Rashford's not on there. Ash?
Oh, I've got to get one still.
Yeah, you got to
get one. Yeah, I mean, it's pretty academic now, but...
Aguero
is not on there. And a weird one. The most subbed off player this season is Pascal Gross, 20
really?
Times. Yeah. Dusan Tadic, crazy. Roberto Firmino, Son, always gets subbed. Jeff Hendrick, Lacazette, Hosselu, Wayne Rooney, Mo Salah, and Juan Mata.
Wow.
Mo Salah?
Yeah, subbed off.
What's the difference in scores?
Ash has won the points now because he's 18-6 up. Did I mention the last one's for 50? No, it's not. The last one was the 10 fragrances released by David Beckham.
I'm going to go 2.
I'd go 3 for that.
Yeah.
Hom.
Hom is one.
No. I'm just going to make noises, see if they win.
It just says Beckham Hom.
Yeah, I've got it. I've got Beckham Hom. I'm just making noises.
That's right. He was released in
1998.
No, that was Victoria Beckham. No, it was Intimately, Signature, Hom, Instinct, Instinct Sport, The Essence, Classic, Classic Blue, Beyond and Beyond Forever.
Oh, my favourite is definitely Instinct Sport.
Instinct is like Instinct. Instinct Sport.
Yeah. They went, Instinct's nice, but could we make it sportier? Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, add a bit of like half-time orange.
Oh, maybe it's like a car. It's just got a little bit more diesel in it. It's like, yeah.
That is it. Some spoilers. Intimately Beckham is actually a surprisingly nice fragrance.
Hom is very nice, I must say. I have Hom shower gel because obviously we're only a couple of months removed from Christmas. I have Hom shower gel body spray a lot.
Yeah. When I looked in my, when you go for a shower and you realise I don't have any David Beckham shower gel, it's just a reminder that my grandparents are no longer with us. Isn't it?
My missus buys it for me. She loves the smell.
Where my Intimately Beckham shower gel once lived is effectively a grave to me. That's just reminding me. That's what I got every year and now it's gone.
But always end on a high.
Right, well, you should nip off to watch The Condemned. It stars Stone Cold Steve Austin, Vinnie Jones on an island. They have to bat each other to the death for survival. Or go and look at who's the most subbed on player, because that may or may not come up in next week's quiz. But that is all we've got time for.
Mate, that was good. This
week.
Good quiz.
I didn't have any home and away questions. Or if you've got any suggestions for quizzes, Patreon subscribers, get in touch and I'll bloody do it. But remember, you can email us during the week, info@thegaffertapes.com. You can tweet us @thegaffertapes or get in touch with us on Facebook. If there's anything you want to talk about, chat football-wise about this week's podcast, or just have a chat, we're just a shoulder to cry on. Give us a call. Do you know what I mean? It's all right.
We're going
to
try and maybe do a Twitch soon as well, because we started Twitching, didn't we? Yeah, we'll do it. We've been very busy because we're brilliant and that. But we're going to get on the Twitch.
Season nearly up, isn't it? And we will obviously tweet some details about where we might go for a cheeky drink London for game week 38 and maybe during the World Cup. Not an England game, it'll be something mad, like a Paraguay game or something where it's less busy. But we'll do a bit of that. But thank you very much for listening. Good luck with game week 30. We'll of course be back next week to do a very in-depth preview of just 4 fixtures, and there'll be all the usual shenanigans. But thanks very much for us. Thanks for listening and goodbye.